we present Bert's Place. Oh, that's better. Oh, never again. Ouch, my poor head. Oh, what is it now? I said I'd be out as soon as I... Oh, it's you. Sorry, it's okay. You can come in, but do try to be quiet. I can hear an ant in bedroom slippers this morning. Have a seat. I know I'm looking a bit green around the gills. I'm feeling absolutely awful. Well, you see, it was Mum's birthday yesterday. Brian and Elle gave me permission to go home for the party. Dad opened a new barrel of Zehr and it flowed a bit freely. I wish I knew what he'd put in there. I haven't? Well, Zehr is the drink we Leps brew. Every family has a recipe that's been passed down through the generations. Zehr is the Leprechaun word for cheer, as in good cheer. No, it's not wine and it's not beer. When Brian and Elle gave parties for my family here, they had to get hold of the nearest human equivalent. They used to buy either apple or pear cider. If you think of that kind of taste and strength, you're coming close. Though, of course, some home-brewed ciders can taste deceptively weak and have a kick like Clancy's horse, as we would say. Sorry. Oh, Zehr can be made of lots of things, though it always has fruit of some kind in it. Either cultivated stuff stolen from someone's orchard, or wild fruit, hips and haws, crab apples, sloes, blackberries. You know, whatever we can find. Other things can go in too. Herbs, flowers, seeds, even edible roots. I don't know what Dad put in that brewing, but... Whoa, talk about blow your head off. Literally, by the way I'm feeling. Now, where did we get to in the story? Oh no, it's no trouble. I could do with distracticating, as Elle calls it. Oh yes, talking of Elle, it was coming up to her birthday, wasn't it? Teely and I had just made the plan to take her to the Gardens of Everlasting Peace, and that same day, Teely and I had become an item. The days leading up to Elle's birthday were extremely busy for me. There were still volcanic eruptions of drama in my family. I really don't need to go into them here for the purposes of this story, but you can read all about them in my journal for the time. If you're interested, it's still up on my website. In spite of everything that was going on, I was feeling incredibly happy with life. I had so much to look forward to, including a magical day out with my two most special ladies on Elle's birthday. Finally, the day arrived. But to my absolute horror, it didn't start well at all.
Ah, look! There he is, slaving over a hot washing-up bowl. Hi.
Hi, Teely.
Well, come on. Get a move on, darling, or we'll be late. Where's Lulu? Isn't she ready yet either?
I don't know how to tell you this, honey. Elle's got one of her really bad migraines. She's still in bed.
What?
Oh, Teely, I'm so sorry, especially after all the planning we did and you getting the day off specially, but we won't be going anywhere today.
Won't we indeed? Well, we'll just see about that.
Hey, where are you going? Teely, come back. You can't go in there.
For goodness sake. Oh, who's that?
Good morning, Lulu. Come along, please. Bed is no place for you to be today. Bert needs you to be up, showered, dressed and in the den as soon as possible.
Oh, please, Teely, keep your voice down. I can't go anywhere today. I've got a splitting migraine.
No, you haven't.
Ah! Yikes! What was that?
Never mind what it was. Better?
Yes, but what's this all about, Teely?
All in good time. Now, darling, do stop asking questions and get going. As that ridiculous woman with the pink hair in the book you're reading says, it's going to be a big, big, big day.
Honestly, Teely scared me to death, the risk she took. But I was so glad of her elf magic that day. I couldn't believe she could get rid of that awful migraine with a flutter of her magical fingers. She came back to the den all smiles, and in a remarkably short time, Elle joined us. Time for Teely to practice her amazing spell work again.
All right, you two. Here I am. Now, is anybody going to explain anything?
It's okay, Elle. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
That will do. We don't have time for sarcasm. Now, first things first. Lulu, come over here to the middle of the room, please. Good. Now, this is going to feel odd, but it's necessary.
Okay. What have you done to me?
She's made you about as tall as I am.
My head! What have you done to my head?
Don't be frightened. Elle, you have to look like a lep today.
Oh, wow, I've got lep ears. Oh, look how they're cute. Oh, I've got curly hair. Oh, who wants to have curly hair? Oh, just look at me. But why? What's going on? Are we going to your colony? What's happening? Tell me.
You're about to find out. Here, I'll take this hand.
Elle, I'll take your other hand. Ready, Teely?
All ready.
Happy birthday, Elle. It was so amazing to see Elle as a lep. Her normally dead straight hair a mass of curls. Her vivid hazel eyes made larger and rounder. And of course, her ears turned into the characteristic upswept points which all leps have. What was even more amazing, though, was the beautiful meadow into which we'd all zapped. I wish I had the words to describe it properly. A carpet of tiny flowers in every colour you can possibly imagine, and many you can't. The softest, greenest grass. Flocks of brilliantly coloured birds in the tall, slender, silver-barked trees, dotted here and there. Sweet, fresh air. It's about the best I can do, but it's so far short of what it really was. It was the most wonderful place I'd ever been in. We all thought so.
I'm here. How on earth did you get me into the Healing Gardens?
This is not the Healing Gardens, Elle. These are the Gardens of Everlasting Peace, another of the places where old lep magic lives. Look, Teely, behind us. See those white buildings away over there? That must be where the family lives that take care of these gardens.
Oh, yes, I see. My word, this place is huge. Much bigger than it looked on your website. We'll have to be careful not to get lost.
Oh, we won't do that. This garden has to be the zapping in point. There was one at the Healing Gardens, too. I think I can see a path over there between those trees that will lead us to the other gardens. We'll be fine as long as we keep to it.
Someone's coming.
Oh, yes, this is one of the garden keepers. See his green robe, Teely? Both of you, drop him a curtsy. He's very important.
I don't know if I can.
Try. You would if you were a lep.
Good day to you. Welcome to Suiveness Gajol.
Thank you. We're honoured to be here.
It is long indeed since we saw one of the elven folk here. I had not heard that they were fond of gardens.
Oh, we are. Though we don't see as many of them as we'd like.
And the helping hand still serves you well, I see. Was it you performed the look-like spell on your human friend? It was well done.
How did you know?
My family has lived in this garden since its planting. I have kept the gate for 80 years and welcomed many who sought rest and refreshment here. I have seen too much to be fooled by a simple look-like spell, but come, I will leave you now to enjoy your day. You are free to walk in the gardens as you will until sunset. We ask only that you do not harm the plants, do not pick the flowers.
We'll be careful. Before you go, can I ask a question? I used to hear stories about a garden where singing flowers grow. Are they here?
The singing flowers from the mountains of Moondark do grow here. In a quiet garden beyond meadow, forest, and fountain. You may visit, but whether you will hear them, I cannot say.
Do they only sing in the moonlight?
They will only sing if they like you. Touch a petal and wait. You will soon know.
Do you often hear them sing?
When the flowers sing, their voices fill all the gardens. We have not heard that for a long time. Enjoy your day.
You know, I don't think I've met anyone quite like that lep. I never learned his name. The handholder at our colony comes the nearest. Yes, I've mentioned her before. I suppose the human high priestess would be the nearest equivalent. She looks after everything to do with the helping hand, our form of magic, in our colony. And she has a presence, a kind of nobility, but not like the lep in those gardens. He was so special. I wish I'd had the chance to know him better. Well, when we'd looked around the meadow, we started to follow the path. The sunlight was very strong, so we were glad when the path seemed to be leading us into a cool, green forest of tall trees. Each tree, as far as the eye could see, was laden from top to bottom with flowers. They looked like big magnolias, a rich cream with pink centres. They smelled incredible, and the petals seemed to move of their own accord. The only flowers I was really interested in, though, were the singing flowers. I did so want to see them. I marched us along the grassy path, and we all enjoyed the dim coolness.
Wow, the meadow was gorgeous. I love the smell of all those flowers. But I have to say, it's lovely to be under the trees in the shade and out of that sun.
We should have brought you a hat or some suntan oil. The tips of your ears have gone all pink.
I don't think I've ever seen so many different coloured birds, and we haven't got as many kinds of flowers as this, even in our shops in Elfhold. And I wish we had places where there was lovely soft grass like this. I could just take off my shoes and run on it in my bare feet.
Oh, talking about feet, mine are getting really tired. I'm not used to all this walking. Could we stop for a minute and sit down?
Okay, Elle. Gosh, this might be a problem. I didn't think of the amount of walking that we'd have to do. Can you do anything to help?
Not without risking breaking a look-like spell. We'll just have to take things at Elle's pace and get as far as we can. If we don't get to the singing flowers, we just don't.
Oh, Zlent, I really wanted to see them. I've heard about them all my life.
Now, darling, this is supposed to be Lulu's day.
I know, I'm sorry. What on earth?
Hi, is everything okay?
Bert, who said that?
It's okay, Elle. Put out your hand carefully. There's a little blue bird, and it's hovering in front of you. I think the bird said...
Of course I said it, and I'm not an it, I'm a her. Are you going to hold your finger out or not? I can't hover here all day.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Here you go.
Thanks. Now, you, Fluffyhead, what were you saying about not being able to help without breaking the spell or some such?
I'll thank you to keep a civil tongue in your beak, Blue Drops.
Now, ladies, that's enough. Miss Bluebird, Teely was saying that she couldn't do anything about our friend's feet getting tired. We have a long way to walk today if we want to get to the garden where the singing flowers grow.
Can you take us there?
Oh, sure. I really look big enough to fly all three of you there with my tiny little wings, stupid elf. Of course I can't take you there. But I know someone who can help your friend get there. Stay where you are. He'll be along in a minute. Hey, don't mess with his horn, okay?
What does that mean, I wonder?
This was beginning to feel like a dream, a real live bluebird. Tiny, delicate, with iridescent blue feathers, a golden beak, and jewel-bright yellow eyes. She flew away in a sparkling whirl of blueness, and we waited to see what would happen next, wondering how much better it was going to get. It's been 10 minutes now. I honestly do think we should go on.
Okay, I'm better now anyway. How far do you think this forest goes on for... What's that, Bert? Is it a horse?
I don't know. I can't see yet. Wow, Elle, there's a unicorn.
Quite a young one by the look of him. Oh, my goodness, he's cute.
Go up to him gently, Elle. Don't startle him.
All right. Hello, baby.
Are you going to be okay getting on him? We really ought to be moving.
Yes, I'll be fine. You look after me, won't you? And don't forget what Blue Drops said. Don't mess with his horn!
Yes, it really was a unicorn, honestly. Well, it's like a horse, only very small and lithe and a beautiful, graceful arched neck. It, or rather, I should say he, was pearly white and had a beautiful, gleaming, satin-smooth coat. A long mane which was curly, not straight like a horse's mane. It had streaks of pale blue in it. Teely, who seemed to know all about it, said that's how you knew it was a young male. He had neat little silver hooves and his head. Oh, it's hard to describe. There was just something about his face. He had big dark eyes with long eyelashes. They really stood out in all that snow whiteness. And he just looked like a young prince. He had a soft, curly, pale blue forelock, and his silver horn was just starting to grow. Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right. I was right back there. I keep doing that. Yes, I must get back to the story. Well, we helped El to climb up on the unicorn, and then we all set off again. It was a wonderful walk for us. I can't even begin to describe all the things we saw and experienced. But the fountain, now that's something I'll never, ever forget.
Where are we now, do you think? We've come out of the trees.
This is just open meadow again, with the path running through it. But there's another garden up ahead.
Listen, can you hear something?
This must be the fountain that the garden keeper mentioned.
Yay! We're that much closer to the singing flowers.
This fountain is worth stopping for, Elle. It said on the website that a mermaid lived in the fountain pool.
Oh, come off it, Bert. I don't believe in mermaids.
Lulu, this is our world you're in now. You probably didn't believe in talking birds and baby unicorns that you could ride on either. Here we are. Oh, how beautiful.
Wow, just
look at all those flowers. And the fruit trees too. This is a lovely garden. I wish they hadn't said we weren't to touch the plants. I could just eat some of those strawberries. They look delicious.
You don't need to pick them, honey. Use your eyes. Behind you.
Oh, wow! What a lovely looking table. Oh, even I couldn't make a spread that gorgeous. Is it for us, do you think?
I don't know for sure, but I think it's for anyone who comes into this garden. Shall I fill one of those jugs with water from the pool? I suppose that's what they're for.
Ew! Would it be all dirty?
Lulu, you're forgetting where you are. If they're offering us this water, you can be sure it's safe to drink.
Oh, give me the jug, Bert. Can I fill it?
Okay then, here. Elle, the mermaid is coming. Keep very still.
Oh, how lovely. Look at her hair. It's all the colours of the rainbow. And her beautiful silver tail.
What should I do? What does she want?
Stay still. I think she's just curious about us. I wouldn't. Elle, she's holding out her hand to you. Reach your hand out and down.
She gave me something.
Let me see that. Gosh, Elle, it's a pearl. And a beauty, too.
Is this day going to get me better?
Yes, it is. Come on, let's sit down here and eat. I bet we've still got a long way to go.
Oh, yes, honestly.
But I'm hungry. That was such an incredible moment for Elle. I know it was her best moment of the day. Seeing that tiny figure with the glittering tail, festooned in all those strings of pearls, shells, and rainbow-coloured stones swim up from the depths and single Elle out for the gift of a pearl, was pretty wonderful for me too. But the day was far from being over, and we still had a long way to go. So we were soon moving on. A beautiful sunset was just beginning to tinge the sky with a wash of amazing colours when we began to smell something on the air. The path had been sloping upwards for some time. Suddenly, ahead of us, we saw a very high green hedge. Can you smell that?
We've both got noses, darling. What an amazing perfume. I thought we'd smelled all the lovely flowers in the world today, but...
This is where the path ends. We just have to go through this gap in the hedge. Elle, you'll have to get down. You can't bring your friend in here.
Good baby.
Oh, wow. There are the flowers. There must be hundreds of them. Didn't think that they would be this big. They're like sunflowers, Elle. Bigger even, on long, straight stems. They've bright white petals and silver centres. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, we can't stand about and look at them all day. It's getting late. Lulu, this is your day. If they're going to sing for anyone, they're going to sing for you. Come with me.
Gosh, when you touch them, the perfume stays on your skin. Like... lilies, I'm stronger. Well, they don't like me, that's for sure. Tila, you try.
I did, darling. Just after you. No joy.
Oh, Elle, I'm so sorry. I really did think they'd sing. I've always wanted to hear them. I was sure they'd sing for you.
Oh, never mind, Squiffy. It's been a really beautiful day. I couldn't have asked for better. Come on. We better start heading for...
Hold on a second. But, darling, did you touch a petal?
Well, no, but it's not my birthday. They won't sing for me.
Well, we both try. Come on, sweetie, you might as well.
Besides that, you're very special. I bet they'll like you.
Nope, see, not a sausage. Oh, well, that's that. Come on, let's go.
Shh! Mm, Tyrion, listen. Can't you hear something?
Don't play games with me, Elle. That's really mean. It's only the wind.
I'm not. I mean, it's not. Listen. Oh, Theon, listen. It's happening.
I don't believe it.
But they're singing. They're singing for you.
Oh, Elle. Oh, Teely. Oh, this is unreal. This is the best thing ever. As the flowers of Moondark sang, the long stems on which they grew swayed to and fro, and their petals lit up, filling the twilight with an unearthly luminescence. The sound thrummed in the earth, filled all the air, almost seemed to shake the sky. I could well believe it filled every garden. Finally, it faded away, and we were left gazing at each other in wonder. We left that wonderful place without a word. Outside, the garden keeper waited for us. He told us we could zap home from here and hoped we had enjoyed our day. We took Elle home and Teely took off the look-like spell. But it was a while before we could break the spell of that magical birthday. Neither Elle nor I will ever forget it. Well, life went on after that with work here at the lair and more shenanigans at home. One nice thing to happen was that Teely and I kissed the wish stone. It's a thing which some lep couples who can't or don't want to get married for a while do. A bit like wearing a promise ring, only a lot deeper. It was a very special moment for us. In the colony, there had been serious illness, serious food shortage, which had caused terrible loss of life, this last even affecting my own extended family. My older sister Gwynice came home during this period and became our colony healer, and the ongoing situation with Barty finally got resolved, mainly thanks to Teely. Before we knew where we were, Christmas was on top of us. I did everything I could think of to make it absolutely perfect. Teely had the day off from work, so she could be with us all day. When she said all day, I didn't know she was going to arrive at the crack of dawn, nor how very special she was going to make our first moments together that Christmas morning.
Oh, look! How cute! He's all snuggled up in there, curled up like an elfling. I can just see his ears, a little bit of his head, and the tip of his nose. He didn't even hear me zap. Oh. Ah, now, let's wake him up. But, come on, sleepy ears. Are you going to sleep all day? It's Christmas.
Bert's not here. He's fast asleep and won't be waking up for a good while yet.
Well, if Bert's not here, I don't know where that voice is coming from. But you go and tell him that if he doesn't wake up quick smart, he's going to get his feet tickled.
Ugh, gosh, have a heart, Teely. It's only just turned six.
Well, that's the point, really. Here, move up and let me sit down. Oh, there.
There I am. Oh. You see, it's going to be rather a long day, but we'll be spending most of it with Brian and Elle, and I particularly wanted to have this first part alone with you.
That's really nice, Zia. You know I always like being with you.
Oh, I know you do. But listen, Bert, there's a reason. I want to give you something. I mean, if you'd like it. I mean, you might not. I don't know.
Gosh, Teely, there's no need to look so nervous. What's wrong?
Well, nothing, really. And everything. I've been saving this up for today, but you might not want to. You might think it's too much. You won't like it. You might think...
Dear Hannah, you're doing this all back to front. Take a deep breath and tell me. I won't bite your ears off.
All right. Here goes. You know when we kissed the wish stone?
Yes.
Well, I remembered then that elves also have a way of pledging themselves to each other and asking for a love that lasts lifelong. Oh, it isn't legal and official like a marriage would be. It's more like a promise, the same as kissing the wish stone. It's a magical binding of two souls. In Elfhold, it's hardly ever done nowadays. Elves are a lot less romantic and, a lot more cynical. But I managed to find someone who can still make the wish silver for the tokens. So, I asked him to make them for us.
Wish silver? I've never heard of that. What is it? And what do you mean by tokens?
Just a second. Let me get my bag and I'll show you. Here. Look.
Oh, wow. How beautiful. That's not silver. It looks too white. I've never seen anything that shines like that. So these things, they're very small, aren't they? Why are they different? Why a leaf and a star? Do we have to carry them about with us? That's risky. Might we not lose them?
We don't carry them, Bert. We wear them. I wear the star. Leprechauns take their strongest magic from the stars. They're guided and guided by them. If I wear that star, I'll always have a little bit of the best of you with me. Now you wear the leaf. Most elves try to forget it, but we originated in the oldest forests. Our magic is wild. It's rooted in the earth before humans ever trod on it. It's deep, silent, and very strong. If you wear this leaf, you'll always have a little bit of my good magic with you.
That's amazing. But, Teely, these things are tiny and wafer thin. There's nothing to hang it on. I can't see any way to wear it.
You wear it on your wrist, Zia, just in the place where your pulse beats. It's not noticeable, but we know they're there. Look, Pert, you don't have to do this. Perhaps you don't want to. I've got other presents for you by the tree. Perhaps it's not...
Hush. I think this is the best Christmas present I could ever have. Now, show me how to put it on.
All right. If you're sure, hold out your wrist to me, and I'll press the leaf on just here. Now, I give you, Bertalius, the emblem of my people. I give you the protection of our magic. And in the presence of the helping hand, I give my heart into your keeping.
Oh, wow, just wow, Teely. You can hardly see it unless you look, but it looks like part of my wrist.
I know. Now you, darling. Take the star, press it here on my pulse point. That's right. Now, say exactly the same thing I said.
I give you, Teely, the emblem of my people. I give you the protection of our magic. And in the presence of the helping hand, I give my heart into your keeping.
Very well.
Now, we better get cracking. I'll help you get breakfast for Brian and Elle, and then we can open presents with them.
Cool. Oh, and Teely?
Yes?
Merry Christmas.
Sorry. A bit choked up hearing that. Moving swiftly on. As soon as we got into the den, things got very busy indeed. We made a fantastic breakfast and opened a mountain of presents. I had a wicked new iPad from Brian and Elle, among loads of other things. All too soon, it was time for me to start the dinner. I was determined I was going to do everything myself. No help from anyone. Stuffing in? Check. Sprouts boiling? Check. Everything looking good. Elle, you're hovering. What?
Oh, that's nice. I was only trying to see if I could help.
Yes, you can. Go over there, sit down, feed your hatchie, play with your baby doll, do anything you want, but stay out of my kitchen, please.
Your kitchen, Bert? Someone's asking to have his nice new iPad taken away.
All right, your kitchen, but please, Brian, for the sake of my sanity, get her out of here before I mess something up.
All right, keep your ears on. I'm going. Honestly,
let's swim in. That's Brian's. That's Elle's. That's Teely's. That's mine. Phew. Okay, come on, you lot. It's ready.
Oh, fantastic. Smells great.
Wicked. Shall I do the wine, Brian, or would you like to?
No, you're all right. Fill them up.
You look very fetching, Elle. Is that necklace new? I haven't seen it before. Beautiful pearls.
Yes, Bee gave it to me for Christmas. It's lovely, isn't it?
Okay, before the dinner gets cold, which we don't want after all Bert's really hard work, I just want to propose a quick toast. We've all had a bit of a bumpy year, so it's really fantastic that we're spending such a lovely Christmas all together at the Lair. Here's to Christmas at the Lair.
Christmas at the Lair.
Now, for star's sake, let's eat before I faint.
Honestly, Bert. <Bert. laughs>
I have to say, that dinner was delicious. Afterwards, Teely did her fluttering finger act and cleared everything away. Then she and I went to my closet and just lazed for a few hours, watching a film or two. In the evening, there was going to be a firework display, mulled wine, hot roasted chestnuts, and a silver band concert at the castle near where we live. I thought it would be the perfect way to round off Christmas. Brian and Elle wanted to stay in the warm, so Teely and I went alone. It was a wonderful, crisp night with a million shining stars and even a few flakes of snow.
Oh, Bert, this is lovely. Look at all those stars. Oh, I do love these cold, crisp, sparkly, frosty nights. Oh, this is such a lovely way to round off the day. Oh, I do love brass bands.
Oh, so do I. I'm glad we managed to get in safely. Lucky the park's full. We'll be okay here. No one can see us. Here, let me tie your hat on for you, honey. We don't want any accidents.
Oh, I'll be okay. That was such a lovely, thoughtful present. I've never had this kind of Cossack-style fur hat before, but it's a great idea, at least when the weather's cold. I can come out with you now and no one can see my ears. Brilliant!
Yes, I am, aren't I? Have you had a good day?
Oh, totally and utterly fantastic. Oh, I keep remembering last Christmas. It was, what's that word Elle uses when anything's really bad?
Minging. Yes, it was indeed. I was still more or less completely out of it. I can remember you coming to see me, though. You brought me a stretchy cap to cover my bandaged head. I thought how sweet that was of you.
What I remember is how absolutely devastated everyone was about the accident. Well, I hardly knew you, but I thought how special you must be to cause that level of, well, anguish, really. Well, of course, now I know you properly, I can see why. I used to think Elle was way overreacting. Drama, drama. If I'd been her, I'd probably have throttled me. Did you hear about what I did?
Yes, I did, but it's all over now, Zia. Isn't it strange to think how completely different things are, and only one little year has passed? This time last year, I thought life was okay, but I had lots of wishes I thought would never come true.
Oh, so did I. I changed such a lot this year, and I really couldn't wish for more than I have.
Me neither. The hand has been good to me this year. I've got everything I ever wanted, and a lot more.
More? How's that?
I'll have to take away that hat. It's clogging up your brains. I've got you, silly.
Oh, Bert.
Hail the weather, blessed morn. Hail redemption.
Congratulations, happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem.
I really could cry when I hear that. We were just so happy. Sorry. No country with this. I think I need hair of the dog that bit me. Can I offer you a tot of this? I'm afraid it isn't from Dad's new barrel, but it's good stuff. You're honoured. There aren't many humans who've tasted real genuine Zare. Here you go. Happy days.